From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once again, it's a delight to be able to come your way on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program, as we continue our study on what is truth. And keep in mind that that's what Pilate asked there in John chapter 18 and verse 38, after the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about truth and who he was. Pilate looked to Jesus and said to him, "What is truth?" And ever since then, people have been asking that question. And so we are asking that question on the program this week. And we've been looking at the perception of truth, and both yesterday and Monday, I talked about the perception of truth in the world. And then at the end of the program yesterday, I introduced the perception of truth in the Word of God. And I also mentioned yesterday that a number of years ago, I wrote a paper entitled, "What is Truth and How Can It Be Known?" And I think that this is a paper that would benefit you. If you'd like to have a copy of it, please contact us. Jim O'Brien will be along at the end of the program with the contact information. I think this is something that once you get it, you will say, "I'm glad I have it in my hands," because it describes the concept of what biblical truth, what absolute truth is all about, and how you can have it, and how you can understand it, and how you can recognize it. And again, we're not charging for it. We would encourage you, if you can, to send along a $5 donation to help with the shipping and handling. But we'd like to get this into your hands as quickly as possible. So yesterday, I ended the program by looking at the perception of truth from the Word of God. And I defined truth by saying that biblical truth is that which corresponds to reality. It is that which is factual and absolute. And real truth is the same for all people at all times, for all ages, always. It is unchangeable. And real truth is unchangeable because God is the source and the object of all truth. And apart from God, there is no truth. Those who reject God will reject truth, and those who reject truth will reject God. Truth never changes. Did you hear that? Truth never changes because God never changes. And you know, there are illustrations in the world about how truth never changes. For instance, take a look at a tree. You look at that tree, and maybe some of you can look out a window and see it right now. Do you know the concept of the reality of what that tree is has never changed since God created the first tree back in Genesis? It's never changed because that tree is true to what it is. That tree is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's different types of trees, and you can cut down a tree and make different types of and shapes of wood out of it, but the consistency of that tree remains the same. It does not change. What about water? You take a glass of water and hold that glass in your hand. The essence of that water has been the same since God created it back in the book of Genesis, H2O. Now, you know, sometimes you might be drinking good water or bad water or dirty water or whatever the case, but the essence of that water is the same. It does not change because it is according to the truth of its entity. Truth never changes. And we are living in a day and age where people are saying, "Well, what was truth back in the day of Christ is not truth today." Or what was truth back when the United States was established in the 1700s is not truth today. Folks, that is a lie from the pit of hell. truth is absolute. And it's absolute because of what truth is. You see, as we study the Word of God, we need to recognize that truth originates with God. It's not something that mankind has come up with. It originates with God Himself. Back in Psalm 96 and verse 13, for instance, we find this particular verse where it says, "Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth." The fact of the matter is, everything that God does is according to truth. When you go to John chapter 17 and verse 17, where the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, he says to his Father, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And so you see, truth literally stems from God because God Himself is truth. To recognize God is to recognize truth. To deny God is to deny truth. You turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 32. And in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 4, we find these words as it's speaking concerning who God is. It says, "He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he." And so, truth originates with God. And the main reason why people in your town and my town and all around the world deny truth is simply because of the fact that they are denying God. And when you deny God, it affects you personally, and it affects society. And if you happen to be involved with a local church, and in any way, shape, or form, you are denying any element of God's truth, then certainly God's not going to bless you, and God's not going to bless your ministry in your church. I don't like to get political on this program, but I want to bring something up here just as a way of illustration. A number of years ago, one of the political parties of our nation, the United States of America, basically said that they did not want God mentioned in their political platform. They did not want God to be involved in their national convention. From that point on until where we are today, we can see that that political party has just gone further and further and further from the left. In other words, further and further and further from truth. A while ago, in Washington, D.C., there was a public hearing going on conducted by the House of Representatives. And the statement was made by those on that committee who were a part of that particular political party, that there's no place for God in government. That God can be found in the church, God can be found in the synagogue, but not in government. Not too long after that, the chairman of that particular group, that particular committee, died. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can't put God out of the picture and have truth at the same time. And you begin to deny God, you will begin to deny truth. And when you begin to deny truth, anything can happen. Anything can be believed. And unfortunately, that seeps into the local church. I wonder how many churches today are functioning according to world dynamics and not biblical dynamics. Every church should always function according to biblical truth. Every Christian life should function according to biblical truth. You know, as you study the Word of God, you'll find the truth is a vital part to the Christian life. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15, the Bible tells us that we are to speak the truth in love. Everything that you and I say as Christians ought to be truth. In other words, we should not be telling a lie, but it also should be truth according to the Word of God. We need to get to know the Word of God so that we can know the truth of God so that we can speak truth. Then Christians should walk in the truth. I often think of 3 John 4, where John said, in essence, it's good to see that your children are walking in the truth. And that's great, isn't it, when we look at our children and see that they're walking according to truth. But you see, every Christian should walk according to truth. Your life and my life should be according to truth so that whatever we say and whatever we do literally proclaims the truth of God. But not only should Christians speak the truth and walk in the truth, but when you study 2 Timothy chapter 2, and verses 23 through 26, you'll find that it teaches there that Christians should teach the truth, even to those who, as it were, are opposing themselves. You see, if we want to see our families straightened up, if we want to see our churches straightened up, if we want to see our lives straightened up, if we want to see our culture straightened up, then as Christians, we need to speak the truth, we need to walk in the truth, we need to teach the truth, but that means we need to get to know the truth. And unfortunately, we are living in a day and age where so many people are not interested in knowing the truth. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, as the Apostle Paul is speaking to Timothy about being an effective pastor, he says this, 2 Timothy 4:4, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables." And you know that is where we are today in society. People don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear fables. As Christians, we should want to hear the truth and live according to that truth at all times. Now, we're done for today, but the Lord willing, I'll be back with you again tomorrow and we'll continue our study. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.